USA News. I'm John Schaefer. Six people are dead after a plane crashed early this morning in a field near the French Valley Airport in Murrieta, California. The FAA says the Cessna C-550 crashed and burst into flames. The plane had taken off from Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas. The FAA and NTSB are investigating. A January 6th rioter who used bear mace at the Capitol building is getting an easy break from a federal judge.
Trump-appointed U.S. District Judge Trevor McFadden sentenced Tyler Bench to probation and 60 days of home incarceration for his involvement in the riot. Prosecutors were requesting 9 months in federal prison. During the sentencing, Judge McFadden told Bench he was giving him a break and added his involvement in the riot was, quote, pretty minor. Bench's attorney said his client now hopes to start a career in law enforcement since he was only charged with misdemeanors. I'm Jim Forbes.
The Biden administration will provide cluster munitions to Ukraine in its fight against Russia.
It's a difficult decision. It's a decision we deferred. It's a decision that required a real hard look at the potential harm to civilians.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan defended the move, arguing the munitions are critical for Ukraine to defend its territory against Russian forces. The bombs are controversial as they explode, sending multiple munitions over a wide area. Two men, Christopher Reddick and Brandon Williams, have been arrested by Texas police for a mass shooting in Fort Worth. That shooting happened after a 4th of July celebration, resulting in 3 deaths and 8 injuries. Reddick and Williams have been charged with murder for allegedly firing into a crowd of hundreds of people. The ongoing writer's strike has halted Hollywood film and TV production with no resolution in sight. The Writers Guild of America's contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired on May 2nd. The strike is now in its 68th day. This is USA News.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. 800-392-1941. That's 800-392-1941.
A lot of air travelers are dealing with flight issues this weekend. According to FlightAware, more than 7,800 flights were delayed across the country on Friday, and 700 flights were canceled. Former Manson family member Leslie Van Houten, who participated in the notorious 1969 murders of Leno and Rosemary LaBianca under Charles Manson's orders, may be released from prison. Despite being denied parole for years, a state appeals court panel recently overturned Governor Newsom's denial of her parole. The governor's office believes that an appeal is unlikely to succeed, but the exact date of Van Houten's release remains unclear. A state bill to outlaw discrimination based on a person's hairstyle could become the law of the land in Pennsylvania.
This according to state officials who say the Crown Act, which passed the state house Friday, would add hair type, texture, and style as a protected class in the state's anti-discrimination law. Authorities say the measure now heads to the Republican-led state Senate, where it must pass before Governor Josh Shapiro can sign it into law. If the measure becomes law, Pennsylvania would join a growing number of states and cities that have moved to outlaw hair discrimination. At least 23 other states have passed their own versions of the Crown Act. I'm Brad Siegel.
And the Mega Millions jackpot is nearing the $500 million mark. Lottery officials say there were no tickets sold with all six numbers in last night's drawing. That means Tuesday's multi-state jackpot will be worth $480 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
The Dell Technologies Black Friday in July event has arrived with limited quantity deals on top tech to power any fashion. Save on select XPS PCs and more powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus, get savings on select monitors and accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. Offered to U.S. residents by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.